During a boat ride along the Providence River, Save the Bay Executive Director Jonathan Stone praises the improved health of the Upper Narragansett Bay as the boat cruises near a public pathway recently completed by Provport.
This really is one of the most popular fishing spots in the city of Providence. It is a great place to catch striped bass.
But Stone says there's still more work to be done.
You know, cleaning up the waterfront on these old contaminated sites is one important action. Another is to keep working on other pollutants that enter the bay.
One area along the Providence waterfront that's of top concern for Stone is the property where Rhode Island Recycled Metals operates. Save the Bay's former baykeeper, Tom Kutcher, directs the boat towards several derelict vessels, including a Russian submarine sitting on the waterside of the scrap metal recycler.
Russian sub.
Yep, the Russian sub is what started it all. That was their first operation, is to break apart that sub.
What's left of the submarine looks like a few hunks of metal poking out of the water. It's been sitting there for roughly 7 years. It used to be a museum upriver, says Kutcher.
And they took their sweet time with this Russian sub, and as they worked on the Russian sub, they took more and more ships in here, two of which are sitting on the bottom of the river here. Russian sub is still sitting on the bottom of the river, mostly dismantled. They took all the easy stuff off, and now it just sits there.
There's also a ferry, a sunken tugboat, and two barges. Kutcher and Stone say those are problems in the water and point to more on land. The state says the company damaged a protective soil cap meant to keep toxic chemicals, like PCBs, from getting into the air and water. But the company's lawyer disputes that and other charges that Rhode Island Recycled Metals is polluting the environment. The attorney, Richard Nicholson, stands next to the area Kutcher is talking about. He says the company had the proper permits to construct this ramp from DEM and the Coastal Resources Management Council. As far as the Russian submarine is concerned,
we requested to build a Texas dry dock. We requested to guillotine her in place. We've made our request as early back as 2011. And unfortunately, here we are today without the state approving the plan.
Nicholson says the state turned down the company's plan without explaining why. He says the state is holding up the cleanup process and the two sides haven't been able to reach an agreement.
Which is why today we have a special master.
This is a very complicated environmental situation.
Richard Land is the court-appointed special master selected this summer to oversee cleanup on the property.
My understanding is that there's no immediate environmental concern relative to the vessels that are in the water.
What he means is that the boat engines are not leaking any oil.
Nevertheless, having the oil in there, I fully recognize, could have an environmental impact, whether it's small or significant. And it's not something that anybody wants to have happen.
Land says he's not involved with any efforts to test if PCBs and other chemicals are running off from the property. His first order of business was to secure all the vessels in the water so that they don't break away during a storm. Now he's making recommendations on the best ways to remove the vessels in the water. Land says how quickly that happens depends on a lot of things.
The foremost factor is cost. So conceivably, we could have a third party come in and pick these vessels out of the water, put them on barges, and cart them away. And that could take a relatively short period of time. And I'm not talking weeks, but I'm talking months. That's a very costly proposition. And I don't have control of funds to dictate that that's how it should go.
Land says even though the company and state officials aren't on the same page, both parties are cooperating with him to move forward with a cleanup plan.
Do I expect this to take years more to get these vessels dealt with? Certainly not. If things continue to go on the road that they're on now, I would expect that a year from now, there shouldn't be any vessels in the water, if things continue to move along their current course and everything goes smoothly.
In the meantime, Rhode Island Recycled Metals continues to operate. Land says he's hopeful the judge in the case will soon approve a proposal to remove the vessels, and he sees that as progress. Amber Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.